The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 5 to 7 and 5 to 6 in Brisbane on Thursday, March 1. I mentioned earlier this extraordinary development about Leicester, where three people now are in custody over that shop explosion. Adam's got the latest, Adam.
Yeah, it is extraordinary in that we know that the police have said they don't believe this explosion was terrorism-related. So in other words, not a terrorist act and not presumably bomb-making material. But it was quite some explosion. It destroyed this shop, this Polish shop, and the flats above it on Sunday night. Five people we know were killed, although identifying them has been really tough, which will tell you how much it was blown to smithereens. And also five people in hospital. But yeah, here tonight, three men arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. Now, that would indicate that maybe, putting two and two together here, obviously, but maybe it was a gas fire or a boiler, and these three guys could be responsible in some way. But there is a bit of guesswork involved in that, and clearly it's moving on from this investigation.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, the deep freeze. Come on, you're at your best here.
Oh, this is what everyone's talking about. My wife, every other sentence my wife utters is, ooh, it's cold. She said precious little else, right, 24 hours. But, I mean, London got some heavy snow showers earlier on. It's very picturesque scenes, and indeed it did get to -6 on my car thermometer, but -12 in some parts of England, 20 centimetres of snow in the northeast. But Scotland is particularly badly hit. They've had their first ever red alert weather warning. That is basically telling people not to go out at all.
And I know.
In Glasgow, currently, there is no public transport at all. This is a city of 1 million people plus. Edinburgh, likewise. The whole eastern side of England and Scotland is in the deep freezer. 3,500 schools are closed. The army has been called in to help as ambulance services, effectively, in Lincolnshire. And we know across Europe as well, it's not just us. 46 people have died in the cold. And we've all got different names for it. As you know, we're calling it the Beast from the East, but Sweden's calling it the Snow Cannon, and the Dutch are calling it the Siberian bear, whatever. As my wife would say, ooh, it's cold.
Now, but hang on. Back to the wife here. Now, look, you know, you're a highly paid correspondent. Now, the wife shouldn't have to be complaining about it being cold. I mean, haven't we got the place heated? Aren't we accommodating her every whim?
Well, that is exactly why she's gone down the pub. I think she's gone down. She went to the pub for lunch. She's gone back to the pub.
Ah, oh, you're a funny man. Good to talk to you. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.